tomorrow we are going to celebrate Lord Narasimha Bhagavan's appearance day. So in this regard, from today we will start hearing about the appearance of Lord Narasimha day, so that we will have a proper consciousness to celebrate tomorrow's Narasimha Chaturdashi Vrata. So we will listen today from 7th Canto, Chapter 4, Text 40, Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nandati kochit utkantho Vilakjo nittati kochi Kochit tat bhavana jukta Karmaya no sakaraha Nada translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes upon seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prahlad Maharaj would loudly call in full anxiety. He sometimes lost his shyness in jubilation and began dancing in ecstasy. And sometimes being fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, he felt oneness and imitated the pastimes of the Lord. What for Vaishnava Prabhupada? Prahlad Maharaj sometimes felt but the Lord was far away from him and therefore called him loudly. When he saw that the Lord was before him, he was fully jubilant. Sometimes thinking himself one with the Supreme, he imitated the Lord's pastimes, and in separation from the Lord, he sometimes saw symptoms of madness. His feelings of a devotee would not be appreciated by impersonalists. One must go further and further into spiritual understanding. The first realization is impersonal Brahman, but one must go still further to realize Paramatma and eventually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is worshipped by the transcendental feelings of a devotee in the relationship of Santa, Dasya, Satya, Vatsalya or Madhurya. Here the feelings of Prahlad Maharaj were in the middle of Vatsalya, filial love and affection. As a child cries when left by his mother, when Prahlad Maharaj felt that the Lord was far from him, he began to cry, Nadati. Again, a devotee like Prahlad sometimes see that the Lord is coming from a long distance to pacify him, like a mother responding to a child, saying, my dear child, do not cry, I am coming. Then the devotee, without being ashamed due to his surroundings and circumstances, begins to dance, thinking, here is my Lord is coming. Thus the devotee in full ecstasy sometimes imitates the pastimes of the Lord, just as the cowherd boy used to imitate the behavior of the jungle animals. However, he does not actually become the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj achieved this spiritual ecstasy described herein by his advancement in spiritual understanding. Thus it ends the purpose of Vaishnava Prabhupada. So here we see the symptoms Prahlad Maharaj. So Sukadev Goswami explaining, actually Narad Muni explaining these things. But Narad Muni explained to Yudhishthir Maharaj, and Sukadev Goswami repeating to Parikshit Maharaj. So towards the end of 6th canto, when Sukadev Goswami explaining to Parikshit Maharaj, at one point, he made a statement that Mother Diti's statement that the Supreme Personality of Godhead he has become partial. And always my children, they are harassed. And he has become partial. There is doubt arises in the mind of Pandit Maharaj. But how Mother Diti can make a statement like this? Krishna is Samaham Sarabhutesu Namaya Sushina Priya. So immediately he asks this question, my dear spiritual master, please tell me, how Lord can be impartial? So Sukadeva Goswami, he explained that how Lord is not partial. Sometimes demigods, they are coming victorious. Sometimes demons also people come in victorious. That is because of the influence of the modes of material nature. But on this, in this universe, the modes of material nature, the goodness, mode of goodness becomes more powerful that helps demigods to come out victorious. And the mode of passion is more powerful that helps demons to become victorious. But the mode of ignorance becomes more powerful. At that time, Yaksha and Rakshasa, they predominate. So it is not the Lord. Rather, Lord is equal in the sense he explained that even if demons, they are also favored by the Lord. Because some or other one is connected with the Lord, he will be purified. So while he was explaining this, so he recited the event that took place in Rajasri and Yajna. In Rajasri and Yajna, what happened? Shishupal was rebuking Lord Krishna. And there is some cause that Krishna will kill him. But Krishna promised, I will tolerate 100 times in rebuking me. 101 times he will finish. So that Rajasri and Yajna, so Shishupal was rebuking Krishna, tolerating. When finished 100 times, then by Sudarshan Chakra, he killed Shishupal. When Shishupal was killed, in front of everybody, everyone could see, the spirit shall come out of his body and enter into Krishna's body. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was very surprised. How can this happen? To get liberation, because they have to strive life after life, so much sadhana. So he asked Narada Muni, who was standing next to him, dear Narada Muni, how is it possible? It's so difficult to get liberation. But this person from his childhood, I have seen, he is rebuking to Krishna like anything. He says, Supreme Personality of Godhead. He should have gone eternally to stay. He is to stay eternally in hellish planet. How come this didn't happen? He should have been high leprosy on his tongue. But instead of that, very surprising that he achieved something which people, it's very rare to achieve to get liberation. Life and life after life, one has to end up for that. So, in that context, Narada Muni was explaining. He also explained to him how Lord is favorable to everybody. He has no enemy, no friend. How demons are also delivered. At one point, so much so Narada Muni is saying, when he is saying whether you attach to the Lord with loss, with fear, with anger, with enmity, whatever it is, you will be purified. At one point he is saying that if somebody is attached to Lord in enmity, if he is so much attached to Lord, one cannot be that much attached to devotional service. On the opposite things. Abhinav Prabhupada is saying, meaning if somebody even in an enmity mood will be attached to Lord, if he gets liberation, then what to speak of the devotees? He has a favorable mood. So when he is explaining, then he started reciting this pastime, Narada Muni, which he had heard from Brahma about the appearance of our Jaya Vijaya, how they fell down, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakasa. And this subject, here you see, in this verses, Prahlad Maharaj, that the different symptoms Prahlad Maharaj is exhibiting. So all the symptoms of Astra Shakti Vrika. He sometimes cries, sometimes laughs, sometimes expresses jubilation, sometimes chant loudly. All these symptoms Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited. When somebody will be elevated to platform of full Krishna consciousness or Krishna praying, rarely we see in Bhagavatam with any other devotees this kind of symptoms exhibited. The same symptoms of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has exhibited, that the symptoms of the pure love of God. That is the subject of Prahlad Maharaj, is very, very important. You see, in all the Vedic literatures, the essence of all the Vedic literatures is Bhagavad Gita. And the essence of Bhagavad Gita is given in middle six chapters known as Bhakti Sakar, chapter 7 to chapter 12. The essence of these six chapters are given in ninth chapter. The essence of the ninth chapter is given in the last verse of ninth chapter. That is, what is that? Manmana Sabam Bhakta Madhajati Man Namaste. And the essence of this verse is Manmana. You understand? The essence of the essence of the essence of the essence of the essence is Manmana. And who is example of Manmana? Manmana. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Sravanam, Swaranam, Prahlad Maharaj. So how important is this subject matter from this you can realize. And this description we see here, appearance of Lord Narasimha Dev, Prahlad Maharaj character, different things. Very extraordinary to see that Sukadeva Goswami has dedicated, or Vyasadev has dedicated the whole canto. We don't see any other subject matter has been described so much, so almost the whole canto has been covered in this description. So that's why this subject matter is very, very important. As well as Narasimha Dev is known as Adi Deva, or Adi Avatar. He was the first avatar. In Jagannath Puri also, before Lord Jagannath appeared, Lord Narasimha Dev had appeared. Lord Narasimha Dev had appeared there before Lord Jagannath Dev appeared. When Indradhamna came, he started his Asamana Yajna. Lord Narasimha appeared from fire sacrifice. He appeared there very fearsome form. In this way, appearance of Lord Narasimha is very, very important. So, Narasimha, when Lord will appear, he has many reasons why he appears. As you know, the Supreme Person of Godhead, whatever pastimes he is doing, anything happening related to Supreme Person of Godhead, each and everything has thousands of reasons. He is so expert. In one pastime, he can fulfill the desires of many. So, once in Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu was taking rest. And Mother Lakshmi, she was messaging the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Of course, Lord Vishnu's body must be very soft. So when Lakshmi was messaging Lord Vishnu's lotus feet, she thought that his body is so soft. And she asked out of curiosity, "Oh my Lord, your body is so soft, but I have heard you fight with the great demons, their body is like iron, but your body is like lotus flower, like butter, so soft body. How do you fight with all these demons?" The Lord smiled. Lord said, "Oh, you want to see how I fight? Okay, one day I'll show you how I fight." Very interesting. So she will come at the end of Lord Narasimha's pastimes when he'll appear. Lakshmi will come and see the real form, how he fights with the demons, and what is form, how he looks like. So Lord said, "Yes, I saw you." In the meantime, when after 2 days, Lord is taking rest, all of a sudden, there is some noise. Lord could hear there is some noise at the gate. Then Lord realized something wrong going on there, shouting, screaming going on. Then in the meantime, Satish Kumar, they have come. Jarvita, they have stopped. You can't go. Why are you going to the naked small boy? To see Lord, you have to cross 7 doors. So they have crossed 6 doors. And 7, final door, Jarvita is sitting there. You can't go inside. So they become very angry. But this is Vaikuntha Sudharma Kuntha. You guys have no authority to stay here. You are not qualified to stay here. So they are about to cast them. Lord is very worried. My dear devotee is going to be cast now. So I have to go and take control of the situation. So Lord needs to wait there. And he is so expert. He also took Lakshmi along with him. Because if there is some problem, when you get some job done from somebody, you take your wife with you. You need to get your job done. So, Lakshmi Devi. So, what happened to him? What is happening? Then Lord heard everything that how job is stopped. Lord became very angry. Very angry. Then Lord saying, yes, the job should be punished. Why they committed offense to Brahmanas? And the Lord said to Dharmija, do you know that how I have become so powerful? Five people getting dust at my feet, they get liberation. I got so much power because I served the Brahmanas like this. That's why I am so powerful. Do you know why Dasinda is always resting on my chest? Why she is so attracted to me? Because of the mercy that I take the dust of the Brahmanas put on my head. That's why I become so powerful. And to these Brahmanas, you are behaving like this. If somebody will offend Brahmanas, I will finish them. But to speak of others, even if my hand will commit some offense, I will not hesitate to cut off my hands in it. And Lord is showing so much anger towards that here. So Saptashtama got scared. They said, what is this? He is really angry with Jayabhija with us. Sometimes he is so angry to somebody by showing to others. Because otherwise, how can Lord speak like this? So actually, you see, Vishnu is manager, he is good, best manager. He knows how to control the situation. If we would be there, and somebody would come and fight with our security, what will we do? We would just go and take the side of our security man. But Lord is so expert. He took the side of the guest, not the security, and not so heavy. And Jayabhija. But Lord's intention is to protect Jayabhija. So after getting very heavy on Jayabhija, in the meantime, our Saptashtama will be pacified. They become a small fly in front of the way Lord is behaving. Their arrogant mood, everything is finished, completely smashed. But Lord at the end saying, oh my dear Brahmanas, in the first he said, you must be punished. When the Brahmanas, you punish them. They are supposed to get punishment. But at the end he said, my dear Brahmanas, they are my servants. Please give them some small punishment. Internally he has affection. It's a small punishment. Then Saptashtama said, okay. But we have already cursed. With Saptashtama they have cursed that you are not qualified to stay here. You are, the way you are behaving, you must go to the material world, live there. So they have to go now. So Lord asks, okay, you know, Saptashtama asks, what do you want? 3 lives you have to take birth in the material world. 3 lives. Then you will come back to the Lord. 3 lives like devotee. You will become as devotee, 3 lives you will come back. Or you will become demon. No, sorry. 7 lives. 7 lives you have to take birth as a devotee. You have 7 lives to take birth as a devotee, or 3 lives as demon. What do you want? And then they said, 7 lives? No, we can stay so long away from Lord. Better we become demon, but we will come back with 3 lives to the Lord. Actually, why did they choose to become demon? No. Anywhere Lord's devotee is no difference with the material ones. Why they choose to become demons? There is another reason Vishwanatha Bhagavan was explaining. The reason for whole incident is happening. That because Jayabhija one day was guarding at the gate and they are having talk with each other. The spiritual world talk with each other means not gossiping. Or Paraminda, Paratrinda, oh you know what is doing, what is not like that. In the spiritual world this talk is not there. Or no newspaper, no television. worshipping men say, talking to men is only glorifying Allah. That is only talk there. It's simply everything that talk, ordinary talk is glorifying Allah. So they are talk, discussing about Lord, how great He is, who are, Lord is so great. To one point, both of them they come to understand one for thing. Wow, Lord is very great. He is enjoyer of everything. But our Lord is not enjoying one thing, his lack of enjoying one thing. What is that? Wrestling. He never enjoys wrestling. In Vaikuntha, who can wrestle with Lord Vishnu? People are there to put their hand on shoulder of Lord Vishnu. It is not Vallabh Vrindavan that in Lord is defeated, someone can climb on his shoulder and carry me. It's not like that. Even Mother Lakshmidevi, who is residing on the chest of Lord Vishnu, she is very scared when messaging lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. So that is the thinking that how can our Lord, He is the enjoyer of everything, but is deprived of getting the enjoyment of wrestling. How our Lord can get that? So who can wrestle with our Lord? Only we can wrestle with our Lord. But how can we wrestle with our Lord? Because we are very devoted. Unless we become enemical, the wrestling will not be very interesting. So that was the desire. As I said, Lord said that He fulfills the desire of many things. So in this instance, He has to fulfill the desire of Jayavijaya. He has to fulfill the desire of Mother Lakshmi. She wanted to see that how to fight with the demons. The same thing is, when all these incidents happen, and Jayavijaya, Tatish Kumar, after crossing them, they feel very bad. Oh, our Lord, we committed a great mistake. Then Lord said, no, you won't be able to. Actually, this is my desire. But in my planet, nobody can become angry. No one can cause. So all my desire to happen. So these things happen. So in this way, the whole incidents took place. Who is he become the cause of the whole past times took place on this earth planet? Lord said, I have to go to the earth planet. That's why I met all these things. So Javitak Bhaka, our son of Kashyapa Muni. They will cost three lives. A son of Kashyap Muni, they will appear Hiranyakashipu. The next time they will appear as son of Vishravarishi, the Ravana and the Kumbhakarna. And next life they will appear as son of Damakosa, the Shishupala and Dantavakra. The three lives. That is what Puran says. But our Gaudiya Vaishnava says, no, still after three lives they don't go back to Godhead. They take another birth. They come as Jagai Mathai to be delivered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They highly delivered. So as all of you know from Srimad Bhagavatam, our regular class is going on now. Diti. So Diti asks Kashyap Muni to have child in a wrong time, within time. So finally Kashyap Muni agreed. So in she has to conceive the child and Kashyap Muni has warned her. You are asking at this time very inauspicious time. Your children will give lot of trouble to everybody. They will cause a big disturbance in this world, in this universe. They will cause a great distress of all the demigods. But and they will be killed by God. They will be killed by the superficial of Godhead. So Mother Diti was very sad to listen all these bad things will happen, but when she heard that Lord will come and kill her children, she was happy because she was very scared of Brahma Shapam. So I think if my children will do like this, they will cause the Brahmanas. That is the worst thing one can achieve. So one has to be very, very careful to avoid Brahma Shapam. So when she heard that children will be killed by God, oh, very nice, they will get liberation. And also Kashyap Muni said, but your children will become, your sons will become demon. But you are very fortunate, your grandson will become very great demon. So when Mother Diti conceived the two children, so what to speak of? No, when she conceived, she was very worried. If I give birth to these two children, then they will create give so much trouble to demigods. So she tried to control herself not to miss birth. 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 60 years, for 100 years she was trying to control not to give birth. But how long she can hold, you know? So after 100 years she has to give birth. But she was worried, if I give birth, this boy will grow and give trouble to demigods. But demons are so special. What to speak of when they grow, they will give trouble. All these demons from the childhood, they give trouble. For some demons, Vena king, the childhood, he would play his plays. His game is to see some kids playing, pick up and throw it to the well. That is a form called. But Hiranyaksha, he just go to forest and the cats, some elephants, some lions, some tiger, play with them. Just like our children play with cats, you know, they play with cats, like that. From the childhood, they get troubles. So Hiranyaksha is two personalities. An ordinary person is coming down, directly from Vaikuntha. Jaya Vijaya, you know, how much potential they have. So when the concept inside the womb, artistically they come out of the womb and give trouble to the demigods. And the concept inside the womb, they do so much effulgent. So by their power, everything becomes dark. I don't know what kind of special effulgent was that, but it made everything dark. The sunlight, moonlight, everything was struck. Now all the demigods, what is happening? What is going on now? They cannot understand what is going on. How they understand something has happened inside the womb of the deity? How is that the reason? So they ran to Lord Brahma. Then Brahma said that this thing has happened. Two great demons that have appeared. So that's why this is happening. So as all of you know, then Hiranyakashipu will take birth. Bhagavatam said Hiranyakashipu is the elder brother and Hiranyaksha is the younger brother. Some Puranas says Hiranyaksha is the elder brother and Hiranyakashipu is the younger brother. So Acharya is giving a solution to this. So Hiranyaksha, when Jayavidya first fell down, Hiranyaksha first entered into the womb of Diti. So he is elder. And Hiranyakashipu is younger. When they came out of the womb, Hiranyakashipu came fast out of the womb. So he is elder, and Hiranyakashipu came after that, so he is younger. So Hiranyakashipu was regarded as the eldest brother, and Hiranyakashipu was very proud of it. And who I fought with Varaha, you know all these past times. Then Hiranyakashipu became very angry, and brother is killed. Then he realized, if Vishnu has killed my brother, Vishnu is supposed to be the God. And he says, Dhimma, but he knows Vishnu is God. But now that Dhimma has become very special. They don't know God is existing. And at this stage, Ravan understands God is existing and he is Vishnu. That much sense he has. And not only that much knowledge he has, he knows that God is equal to everybody. He is saying, God is impartial. Then he is saying, this is Lord Vishnu. Like small child, because these devatas, demigods, they are worshipping, he is getting too much worship. A small child will give a laddu, and whatever you want, he will do. Same way, demigods giving laddu to Lord Vishnu, and Vishnu, whatever demigod wants, Vishnu is doing that. So he is saying, Vishnu has given up his qualities, he has lost his good qualities. Just like Mayavadi, they say, the God become a living spirit soul. Ordinary living and insane, demoniac philosophy. So Hiranyakashipu was telling like this. If I see this Vishnu, he said, you will go. And he said, if I see this Vishnu, I'll chop off his head, I'll separate his head from his trunk, from his body. So how this Vishnu is becoming so powerful? I know how he's becoming powerful, with all these demigods worshipping him. So how the demigods are becoming so powerful? And all these brahmanas are doing yajna. So all you have to do is go kill all the brahmanas. And how the brahmanas are doing yajna? So they are getting wood from the forest to cut all the trees, such fire into all the forest. So then they will get ghee to do the yajna, kill all the cows. So in this way, the yajna will stop, the demigods will become very weak.
So this will not get any puja, this will become puja also. So he has one way, no, how to type Vishnu. Demoniac nature, demoniac way of dealing with Vishnu. So all these followers, demons, that listening. The listening, the order of their master. Demons always their hands are reaching, you know, do something, they need to do something. And as soon as they got order like this from Hiranyakashipu, wow, great ecstasy. Then they ran immediately. They went, set fire in the houses, killed the people, caught all the nice jackfruit, mango trees, everything caught pieces and broke all the bridges. And bridges were there. Big bridges were there. Now they are making bridge. 5,000 years ago mentioned, Hiranyakashipu told they had also bridges. Big bridges were there. Big, big buildings were there, multi-story buildings. The breaking of these things. So after sending all the demons to do like this, then Hiranyakashipu went and pacified his family members. And when pacified his family members, what is saying, you know? See, why are you worried? We are not this body. Material is very temporary. We are all just like people coming to a restaurant eating. When eating is finished, everybody is. Everything we hear from Bhagavad Gita, the whole knowledge, this personality has acquired. Whole self-realized personality. Nothing. He is not lacking anything. But in spite of having all this knowledge, he himself was doing it. No. Dasasti bhakti bhagavatya kintana sarvai gune satra samad tesra harava avaktasya kuta mahatuna manarathena sati bhavati. Harava avaktasya kuta mahatuna. Even if you are, he possess all the good qualities, even a devotee of Krishna. What good quality he did not have? The greatest jnani, but the greatest yogi. Can you imagine a yogi of this kind for thousands of years he is doing yoga sadhana, keeping his life there within his bone? When Brahma came, he was surprised. Brahma admitted, nobody has done like this yoga sadhana, and nobody can do like this in the future. And Brahma surrendered with such a personality, having such a quality, still that is doing. So he pacified by taking different things. Then he went to do tapasya in Mandara Parvata. He went to do tapasya in Mandara Parvata. And there were many thousands so severe when demigods, when demons they attacked demigods, they left heavenly planet. So they all came to earth planet to see how things happening here, how miserable condition. So when Hiranyakashipu went to do tapasya in Mandara Parvata, demigods were very happy. Go at least for some time, will not be disturbed. They all went back to heaven. They are living there. And at one point, Hiranyakashipu, after when he will get perfection, whatever from his head, and he has been so much severe austerity for so long period, the ants, insects, they ate all the flesh from his body. The white ants build a house on top of his body. So much so that bamboo trees on top of his body. On top of the bamboo trees, the birds are also living there, the nest of the birds. But same time, it is written from his head. So much fire was coming, fire and smoke was coming. All the upper plant systems becomes very, very hot. So the demigods, they could not live peacefully there. No? They are thinking this guy went for tapasya, will live peacefully. But his tapasya is so powerful, black air, smoke and fire was coming. So they all went to Brahma. Brahma being now, this guy is doing tapasya. He is going to take over your position. You know, behind this strong desire for tapasya, what is basic principle? What is basic understanding? The understanding was, I am spirit soul. How is it so determined? Sir, I am spirit soul. Spirit soul never die. I am eternal. So life after life I will do this tapasya. Let me see. And I must become, I must get position like Brahma. So determined. Demons are very determined. They have very self-control. Yes. They have a lot of control over their senses also. When they do tapasya, they fully control their senses. But they control their senses only to do more sense gratification. That's the problem. They control their senses. Otherwise, how can they do tapasya? The mind is focused, senses are controlled. The purpose behind just like nowadays people are doing many yoga, many Ramdev, very famous person that has come up. Everybody getting yoga process. Yoga for what? To do more sensitive process. In this way, there are more things for time. It's past 10 minutes already. I have completed offline Saturday Labor State by delaying me from your prasad 10 minutes. So there are more pastimes. If tomorrow I get chance, I'll speak. Otherwise, you will hear from others. जय स्वरूपाद की संगत भक्त वृंद की गौरव आनंदे
You want a copy of this? Yeah, okay. Oh, the gas one for you. It's very good, isn't it?
From internet. Very good, but these guys are not.